Welcome back. I'm Graham Richardson. We are watching the inflation rate, as always. And, boy, a few years ago, if you said it's good news, it's at 7.6%. That is what's happened. Last month, it was higher, above 8%. So is this a dip that will continue? Is this bad news wrapped around some good news? Moishe Lander's a senior lecturer of economics at Concordia. He joins us on the line. What is your take from this rate today, Moishe? Is this good news? Have we peaked, or do we know?
It's good news. I think we've peaked, but we don't know. We'll need to see a few more numbers, but it is promising. And look, if you're looking for some silver lining here, it wasn't above 8. That is good news, and you're right. Who would have thought that we'd be saying that? But we are.
Yeah. And do we know what has come down? Like why it's been, I can tell at the gas pump that things have eased somewhat. It's a bargain at $1.66.
You nailed it, Graham. That's it. It's pretty much being driven by lower gas prices. The other two big components that we've been seeing inflationary pressure build up in is rent and groceries. And those are not looking any promising with the data. Food prices rose, I think, their fastest in over 40 years. There's no relief at the grocery store. And the housing market has been messed up for some time now. So where we're talking about housing prices flattening or even falling, the fact is they were so much higher than what rents would suggest. It's also rents that are doing some of the gap closing here. And they're rising at pretty fast rates, too.
Yeah, when we talk about the downturn in housing, it's from historic, incredible highs where things felt unnatural for many, many months in the housing market. It's going to take some time before things settle out there, and that's an inflation factor as well.
Yeah, so you know, housing's the interesting one because where housing prices are very disconnected from reality in a lot of Canadian markets, and for sure Ottawa is near the top of that list.
Right.
There's two ways that you can bring it back under control, right? One is that the outright housing prices can fall, and we could be talking about, you know, US style housing market collapse. But the other way to do it is that we could have housing prices stay flat or even rise very modestly. But when you have prices of everything else rising rapidly, the real value of that home, the value of the home relative to other things becomes more realistic. And so I'm hoping that that's what we're going to see in Canada, is that this period of high inflation has reduced some of the real value of housing and bring it a little more in line. And we won't have to see US style like collapse or significant drops in housing prices the way they saw 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, we never had that, right? We never corrected like they did in 08, 07.
No, we didn't. And our problem was we just continued to chug along. So we weren't as out of whack with reality as they were back then. But we just continued to feed the beast for the last decade. And so it really is. I mean, it's more than just the issue of whether housing is affordable or not. It's when you're looking at some of the prices for, you know, one bedroom condos and seeing that they're up over $500,000. Those types of things don't make sense. Like it's fundamentally flawed. A lot of that goes down to the municipal level of bad zoning laws. But the fact is that, look, whatever the cause is, those prices raced way ahead and no amount of government legislation and restriction was able to bring that in line.
And will the interest rates bring it in line?
It will certainly help. You know, if you're looking to buy a home now, all of a sudden, with higher interest rates, what it means is that the payment that you're going to have to come up with to pay off your mortgage in 25 years is going to go up. And so, you know, on the one hand, that's going to make it very difficult for people to afford if they're looking to get on the housing market for the first time. But it's also going to mean then that a lot of that demand that was being fed into the market might disappear. And so if you can hang around long enough, you know, when demand disappears, that usually alleviates price pressure. And if you can withstand it, you could be in good shape.
Right. And also, I get the sense, I'm sure, people who are looking to get in are now holding because, yeah, you know, guessing when the bottom is going to hit.
Yeah, and that's part of the game then with housing. I think that housing is an interesting sort of asset though, because if you're looking at it as merely something to flip, or you're looking at it as just something to quickly capitalize on short term, I'm hoping that those people get scared out of the marketplace by the higher interest rates, right? The market isn't going to be good for that. But if you're looking to use housing for what it's really meant for, which is to raise a family or to provide shelter for you and whoever else you bring along with you, that's a 20, 30, 50-year investment. And so even if the market is maybe on the downswing now, the fact is that it will be on the upswing sometime within the next 20, 30, 50 years. And so you will be able to make some money on your house. And if nothing else, the fact is that you own it means that you don't have to pay rent. You're not at the whims of a landlord. You don't have restrictions on what you can and can't do in the place. Those types of things should make it worthwhile. And so, fine, interest rates are high right now, but if you're using housing for what it's meant for, it's a good investment at almost any stage of the business cycle.
Moishe Lander, appreciate this. Thank you.
Anytime, anytime.
Moishe Lander, Senior Lecturer in Economics at Concordia University. When we come back, we'll speak with someone still trapped, one of the 17 residents at 145 Clarence Street. They cannot get down because of a problem with the elevators that has not been solved. I'm Graham Richardson. Let's head to Chris Holsky in the CTV newsroom for your news headlines.